V-2. United Nations Headquarters, Manhattan, New York. It was once imagined that these streets would be abuzz with activity in any contact scenario, an aspiring student journalist spoke into her phone's camera as it captured the otherwise deserted area outside the UN building in New York. The original Global Shield Commission was born in the building behind me when a perceived alien threat brought the governments of the world together like never before. Today, events in China, in Cuba, and in Colorado tell the story of a planet divided to an extent few would have believed back then. Our visitors, who so famously stepped in during our own time of need, are in trouble. The first visitors to depart in the opposite direction will carry a responsibility and burden unmatched in human history, bearing the weight of not one world, but two. Dan McCarthy would surely be the emissary of choice for anyone but the most rabid contrarian, but his decisive messenger beckoning intervention on contact day seems to pale in comparison to the scale and complexity of this mission. Together with the messengers, Dan McCarthy achieved the seemingly impossible in saving Earth from the relentless and fatal path of Il Diavolo. A year later, the world today holds its breath as they depart in the hope of preventing disaster on New Kerguelen. Their success now appears to present our only hope of cooling down a tempestuous showdown between East and West that threatened to break out into a costly military conflict even before an imposing alien squadron made its presence known above conspicuously chosen sites. It may be reckless to speculate that the messengers have experienced bitter political division like our own, but with the recent arrival of physically similar beings adorning different uniforms, not unlike the contrast between the human security forces who surround them in each location, that does appear to be the case. Whatever comes next, however, one thing is certain. As the streets behind me lie empty, the nations of the world stand united in hope.